This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Now, one memorable exchange last night came when President Obama called for an end to oil company subsidies. Mitt Romney then accused the president of spending $90 billion on dubious green energy projects. This morning, Marketplace's Eve Tro from our sustainability desk has a closer look at that number.
Here's what Romney said to Obama.
And in one year, you provided $90 billion in breaks to the green energy world.
That $90 billion number? That's right. Sort of. It's the amount the White House made available to, quote, lay the foundation of the clean energy economy in the 2009 Recovery Act. That included a host of programs covering energy efficiency to nuclear cleanup to job training and, yes, some government investment.
Breaks is, I think, a pretty stretched definition of it.
Shale Khan studies clean energy for Green Tech Media. He says the $90 billion covers many years, not one year, and it hasn't all been spent. Some of the money is from programs approved by President Bush, though only activated under Obama. Romney also said that about half the companies that received government money for clean energy had gone bankrupt. Khan says, no way.
I was thinking about it this morning, and I can come up with less than 10 companies that have gone bankrupt since then.
Less than 10, he says, out of thousands of companies that took advantage of clean energy initiatives. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.